It is time now for the people on earth to begin preparing for the planned changes in earnest. Many prophecies have been given to you, so many as to be confusing. This has made it possible for most to do nothing, because how could they prepare for so many different possibilities? It is imperative to begin with the most basic steps. Consider what are your most basic needs of man in the particular climatic region that you live in. Where you are with winter coming in would be food, warm, shelter, and water. If warm should be critical, it should be addressed. Let's take a hypothetical example of an earth change, disaster. Suppose there was an especially severe winter storm in your area. This would be a storm that involved high winds, extreme cold, and quantities of blowing and drifting snow. The electrical power would, of course, be cut off. Even if gas was available, it would be unavailable to you unless there was a gas-powered fireplace. Without electricity, you cannot cook on your electric stove. There would be no electric lights. The streets would be impassable, and probably telephone lines would be out. So you could contact no one. What would be your plan? Have you even thought of one possibility through to this extent? I suggest that you have at least basic emergency supplies available at home, or perhaps in your auto, as you are seldom anywhere without it being close by. A camp stove with fuel, some canned or dehydrated food, sleeping bag, and most of all, water. Be sure all is in working order. Test everything to make sure you know how to use it. See that all parts are there. Know what it is that you would need to do. Watch your weather forecasts and be aware that any potential storm can be strengthened and steered. Instruments are in place and in use with the sophistication to do this. The HARP. Inasmuch as we cannot interfere, we cannot protect you from this possibility. Of course, this discussion is centered on only one of the many possibilities. You may expect that these to be happening around the planet as the equipment is tested in order to understand its capabilities before coming up with a planned sequence of scenarios to help them achieving their goals. Check your food supplies. Long-keeping winter vegetables are a wise investment, and do cook them to learn how. For most of you, you've fallen into the prepared food trap. Available lake or river water could be frozen, and it's seldom pure enough to drink. Water storage is wise, and even that will not stay pure without special care. A camping purified pump is available with extra filters. Considering adding a first aid kit, change of clothing, etc. I strongly suggest that you take stock, make a plan, and actually put together a workable short-term emergency kit and have it in place. Once that is completed, then add a long-term necessities on a regular basis. Once this is accomplished, you can then turn your attention to the business at hand. There was an old typing class exercise. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. It would seem to me that this is the most appropriate now. But in coming to the aid of the country, one must put him or herself in a position of confidence so that in a crisis, attention can be turned outward to those in need rather than scrambling to meet one's own personal needs. In closing our first session, I would remind you that the days of greater chaos are drawing closer in ascending quickness. Let us continue these sessions so that our clarity may increase and our messages may become truly a guiding light in the darkening of the days ahead. Sometimes it is necessary for the darkness to descend before people can be aware of a light that has been shining all along. Thus shall be coming together the true family of light-bearers, served to vanquish the deeds of those with the dark intentions. Always remember, things work together to bring forth that which was planned long ago, for God's plans cannot be thwarted. The duration and complexity of events can be altered if there is a faltering of faith and action on the part of those that have been placed in stations of service. None are placed who do not have the ability to accomplish their missions. Some will falter and perhaps even fail. That, of course, is a possibility, but backups are in place and things will move forward in divine order. If you trust the knowledge that there is indeed an overall plan, a larger picture, and that it will succeed, then your own courage and faith will be less likely to falter. Trust the plan and pay no attention to the day-to-day details. This knowingness will be your rock in which to lean your touchstone of faith.